Oh, Johnson, this week, another easy assignment?
Yeah, very. Now, this is probably going to be the toughest I've had. Could be in my career, but we'll see.
Is he tougher? You've had so many the last several weeks with Bo and obviously Fitzgerald, and now you have this guy. Is he better?
I think he's the best in the game right now. You know, consider how consistent he's been, how dominant he's been over the last few years, and you know, he's just, you know, one of those great ones. He'll definitely be a Hall of Famer. So, you know, he's definitely going to be a tough match, you know, for me and the whole defense.
What does he present? What kind of problems?
It's just, you know, him being so big and being able to move like he's a small guy, you know, and then, you know, when he catches the ball, you got to worry about how you're going to tackle it as well. So it's not one part of his game that's weak whatsoever. A lot of receivers have weaknesses, and he doesn't have any.
What have you seen on tape that Houston has gotten off to slow starts offensively?
Well, I think it's just, you know, just execution. The funny thing is, it's just they have opportunities. They just missed them early in games. And you see later in games they're coming back because they're hitting all their open receivers and, you know, hitting the runs. And that's what makes them tough late in the game. But we know if we want to beat this team, we got to start fast and we got to finish strong.
When you look at the talent they have, are you a little surprised by their record?
Yeah, very. You know, they've been in close games, but, you know, I definitely expected them to kind of take off a little bit this year. I'm not going to ask myself a question.
Champ, Tim Tebow, you got to play a game with him. Sort of, what's your take on how he played, and are you excited to at least have him on the opposite side of the field?
I think he played well. You know, you can't expect so much from a rookie, you know, being in this league. But, you know, I think as weeks go, he's going to get better and better. And I love his competitive nature. And that's why I really like the way he is as a player, and, you know, and what he can bring to the table, because his leadership is going to rub off, you know, once he gets comfortable in that role.
I mean, you've seen every quarterback in the league, and obviously the best ones in Brady and Peyton. Does Tim have the potential to be that good?
I think so. I think he just adds a lot of different things to the table. You know, he can run the ball well, and we saw that on Sunday, and, you know, people are going to have to account for that.
Champ, you've had five coordinators in 5 years. How much do you think that's been?
Are you talking about here or D.C.?
Here, I mean, you've had, like, what, all eight right. coordinators in your career? Nine?
No, you're kind of short on that.
You might be pushing up.
Yeah, I'm going on my 11th. If you know,
you're going on your 11th coordinator.
If Wink thing doesn't come back, or if I don't come back, so.
Okay. What? How much do you think that's contributed to your defense not being all that?
Well, I want stability. I want, you know, a consistent guy on top. You know, something consistent and stable. And I just haven't had that. And you know, whether it's, you know, the coach or the guys in the locker room, stability means a lot to me. And, you know, I've definitely had an unstable career everywhere I've been. I mean, it's always, you know, it's an open door. And, you know, I wish we could, you know, stay consistent with what we have. But, you know, that's just the way this game is. I just got to adjust to it as I go.
What does the coordinator, I mean, each coordinator is different as far as his philosophies. Doesn't it all come from the head coach, or does the coordinator have his own stamp on?
A lot of it does come from the head coach. I don't think people understand how much influence the head coach has over, you know, whether he's a defensive-minded coach or offensive-minded coach. They definitely put their two cents in on what's going on the other side of the ball. So, but at the same time, you know, the coordinator pretty much makes the call. So, you know, it's really his defense, but at the same time, he's not in total control of it all the time.
Here you always play for offensive-minded coaches. Would you like to have a defensive-minded head coach?
Hey, I don't think it really matters. You know, it's really how well you get these guys to play and how well you prepare them. And that's what it boils down to.
You think this defense would have been a lot better over the years had there been stability at quarterback?
Maybe. I don't know. I know when, you know, when Coyle was here, we did do some good things. But, you know, things change. I mean, he's doing well in Indy right now. And, you know, I can't complain about the ones I've had. Nolan was great. Wink has been great to me. And, you know, I wish, you know, if I do stay here, I wish Wink could too. So,
Jim, you know, going back to Andre, how impressive is it to see him do it with the high angles, man?
That proves his toughness. I mean, you don't see a lot of guys. Once you see high ankle sprain, that's 3 or 4 weeks right there. And, you know, he's played through it. I gotta give him a lot of credit for fighting that thing off.
How does it make you feel to see so many of your fellow players arrested?
All right. I mean, it's, you don't like to see that, but, you know, things happen, and you just got to take care of your issues as you go. And, you know, we wish things like that wouldn't happen, but it's going to happen. It happens everywhere, whether they're in the right or not. Things happen, and you just got to take care of business as you go. Hopefully people learn from it and grow from it.
Come back for another year.
Oh yeah, he definitely has a lot left. And you know, being that he's had his little nicks here and there with his knees, I think even next year, you know, he didn't play a full season this year, so you can't really count this one. So he's even going to be more fresh next year.
What's he bring to the field?
His leadership and his consistency. He's one of the few guys in this league that'll stick his nose in there, hit a 300-pound guy, and feel good about it. So,
are you one of them?
No, not really.